It is an extended block party weekend on the world-famous K-Rock. We are playing the Killers. Pretty much the only person here in the building. It's Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? This afternoon, we are going to continue with your blocks as we continue that weekend through tonight. We also have that incredible Rams game yesterday where they went to Chicago and beat the Bears in overtime. High-speed tour bus chase. We have the 420 catch of the day. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see the L.A. Kings. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Still no.
What a loser.
It is a block party weekend. Florida man arrested after attempting to camp out overnight at a Walmart for a TikTok challenge. He was arrested in less than 2 hours. What's up with Florida? He's on the way on K-Rock.
Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County. Why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man was arrested after attempting to camp out overnight at Walmart for a TikTok challenge. The guy is 18 years old. He was arrested at a Florida Walmart after he attempted to secretly camp out inside the store. He was going to wait there overnight as part of a viral TikTok challenge. His name is Isaac Hurley, 18 years old. He allegedly hid in the Walmart store dog bed section where he intended to spend the night as part of a TikTok trend, informally called the 24-hour Fort Overnight Challenge, where people attempt to crash inside stores of their choosing with the proper materials to create a fort and hide out during operating and closing hours. I gotta be honest, this sounds kind of fun. While participants are in the store, they attempt to build a fort and hide there. This trend has been going on since 2023. In this particular case, and of course because he's from Florida, Hurley's attempt was a certified flop as he entered the store around 10:15 p.m., and was in custody by midnight. So he didn't even get 2 hours. He gave out his location on his TikTok Live, which is, I believe, the opposite of what you should do. He said, I'm at the Walmart store at, and gave the address. He also triggered an alarm because he had forgotten a phone charger and stole one from the store. So the guy's going to spend the night in the Walmart and didn't have a way of charging his phone. And so that alarm went off as well.
Dummy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We are talking about the Rams game yesterday, which was one of the most amazing things I've seen in Chicago when it came down to a field goal in overtime.
It's never been a thicker pressure moment to send the Rams to the championship game.
That's a reference to his nickname, Thicker Kicker. That's Harrison Mevis.
Mevis from 42 on line, and it's good! And the Los Angeles Rams go to the championship game with an overtime win in Chicago. Stafford hit a couple of big ones to get him downfield, and Harrison Mevis, not on the Rams when the season started, ends their year of special teams woes, and Sean McVay brings his team in the cold and the snow, and sends them to the championship game.
That's very exciting. And then they interviewed the Thicker Kicker after the game, and apparently he cursed because they did some kind of digitally scrambling sound. I thought I was going crazy when I was watching it, but this is him after the game.
Pre-game, and you said, I'm used to these elements. This is backyard football. What was it like in that moment?
That's why we do it, man. That's why we do it.
That's weird. And I thought, did I just hear that? Am I having a stroke? What's going on? No, it was actually NBC was trying to get a curse word out, and then they missed another one right after it.
Pre-game, and you said, I'm used to these elements. This is backyard football. What was it like in that moment?
That's why we do it, man. That's why we do it.
He said, that's why we do it, man. That's why we do it. So they did miss that. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We are doing a block party weekend through tonight. Then tomorrow we will be back to normal. I got to tell you, I love car chases. Some say too much, but I love car chases. And this one comes out of Arkansas.
Around 7:40 a.m., a bizarre pursuit unfolded when a 29-year-old suspect led Arkansas State Police on a chase.
So far, nothing strange,
behind the wheel of a stolen tour bus.
All right, so the police are chasing a full-size tour bus, the kind you see a band show up in, or your favorite sports team. Monstrous.
Taken from Little Rock just hours earlier, the bus barreled west and straight onto active railroad tracks. Officers attempted multiple TVI maneuvers, but all failed.
They tried spikes in the road. They even tried pit maneuvers on a bus, which seems like a poor idea because a bus is not going to spin around like a car would. The cop comes up to the back of the bus on the right side and then turns left into the back of the bus. And the bus just bounces off like it doesn't even know he's there.
It was like a grasshopper kicking an elephant.
Yeah, it was like that.
The bus powered through every attempt, making it clear this was no ordinary pursuit.
I mean, I feel like the fact that it's a massive bus and they've tried everything to stop it, I think you're already aware it's not a normal pursuit.
At this point, officers were likely feeling powerless, unsure of what tactic could possibly stop a vehicle this massive.
They even tried to get a cop car in front of the bus and slow down, brake check it, and the bus just kept right on going.
And the runaway bus was still charging ahead like a force of its own. The suspect then barreled into the operations yard of the Union Pacific Rail facility at 1020 West Bethany in North Little Rock.
Ah, driving mistake.
With no other options left, Officer Monroe resorted to the final measure, firing shots into the tires to disable the vehicle.
At this point, the bus was going so slowly that the cop got out of his police car with a rifle, a shotgun, and ran alongside the bus and shot at the tires. One, two, three different times he shot at the tires as it rolled by.
Two tires that have been shot out. Two tires shot out.
Elvin Richard.
Let's not rush past that. His name is Elvin.
Faces a long list of serious charges, including felony theft, theft by receiving, felony fleeing, and being a registered offender with an incorrect address on his ID.
However, he should have got an accommodation for entertaining us. Hey, there's another person here at K-Rock.
Hi.
Hi, Megan.
We're the only two people in the damn building.
Yes, we are.
All right, so I am going to tell you how science can help track down residents who do not clean up after their dogs.
Nice.
Coming up on Three Things at Four.
It's a block party weekend. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day. On the way, Megan Holliday is here now with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
Number one, a 90-year-old Spanish cab driver living in Florida has gone viral after pulling off what many are calling the boldest prank. The man rented a luxury yacht in Miami, threw on some fake gold chains, and convincingly posed as a mega wealthy businessman for one unforgettable night. The cab driver reportedly spent the entire evening living the high life with a much younger woman who believed that she just met a billionaire with money to burn. Champagne flowed, they partied all night, and the next morning he allegedly dropped the act and told her the truth, that he's broke, drives a yellow cab for a living, and owns nothing more luxurious than his work shoes. His now famous line is what sent the internet into a meltdown. I may drive a cab, but that was the best ride of my life. So social media is split between outrage, laughter, and applause, with many calling him a menace and others calling him a hero, and almost everyone admitting that they didn't see the twist coming. So does that mean that the young woman didn't just like him because of his personality?
Yeah, I'm
guessing. Is that what that? Oh, okay,
I'm
okay.
Guessing
oh, okay,
not.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, but good on him.
I know. Okay, number two. A single mom is blowing up on TikTok for developing a date deposit app because she will only date men who cover her date preparation costs ahead of time. So this is the story that she posted talking about the app.
After I said I would require a deposit to take me on a date to cover my date preparation costs, I'm now working with an app developer to make this a reality. This is actually happening. We are building the app. This is the best damn dating app you have ever seen, because there is a clear difference here where the woman can set the deposit rate and the man can pay for her date preparation costs. So as a woman, you're going to walk into the date already so happy, and that's going to lead to a better date and a better connection, and that gives the man a better chance of succeeding in courting you. The app is called Courted. So when people ask, how did you meet? You can say, he courted me.
I'm not going to date her.
So congratulations. You just started your own escort app, and it is perfectly named Courted.
Yes.
Okay, and number three, a condo complex in northern New Jersey has turned to science to help track down residents who do not clean up after their dogs. Here is the story.
For Ileana Marquez, there's nothing quite like dodging dog waste when she walks her Yorkie poo Lolo around her condo complex in Edgewater.
Very annoying. Very annoying if you're walking and you, especially, of course, if you step in it.
I've had to throw away a few pairs of shoes because I've stepped in piles of poop.
The folks at Hudson Harbor have a canine calling of sorts, a program requiring dog owners to have their pups swabbed for a DNA sample. Those genetics are sent to and kept on file with DNA dog waste management company Poo Prints, which uses the profiles to match pooches to droppings when their owners fail to clean up behind them. Once the unwanted poo is located, they take this knife, cut a piece off, and put it into this bottle, which is then placed in this biohazard bag and sent off to the lab.
Normally within a week, they give us results and they are able to tell us which dog it belongs to.
Once the culprit is identified, the dog's owner is served with a $250 fine, a steep price to pay for some.
That is the most insane story. You have to cut off a piece and put it in a jar and handle it in ways you never would have had to.
Yep, all because you want to, you know, someone else to have to pay and to stop doing it. And do you want to know what? Would I do this? 11 times out of 10, I would do this. I lived in a condo complex where there was just dog crap all over the place. So this science company, they really are doing a service. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I made a remix of a U2 song, Pride in the Name of Love, with some of his speech that I think we could all use right now. So I'm going to play it. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
And a block party weekend continues on with Royal Otis, Who's Your Boyfriend, on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday on MLK Day.
Whoop, whoop.
Love the freeways. Got to be honest. No one's out there.
It took me no time to get here.
Zero people are out there. I need to tell you a story about an airline. Like, flying isn't stressful enough.
Right.
Because you got to pack. That's stressful. Then you got to get in. You got to get there early enough. Then you got to fight through crowds. Then you got to stand in line. Then you got to check your luggage, whatever. Why do people make it harder to fly?
People are sometimes not great.
A strange incident happened with an elderly man. Reports indicate that at an airport, an 80-year-old man was attempting to pass through a metal detector when airport security noted the strangely unresponsive demeanor of the woman in the wheelchair. So he's got his wife in the wheelchair.
Okay.
And they're like, we can't get her attention.
Oh, no.
Is something wrong? Further checks revealed that the woman in question, quote, did not appear to be breathing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And they checked for a pulse. Staff noted an abnormally low body temperature.
Oh, God.
Before alerting medical teams, the dude was trying to sneak his dead wife onto a plane.
Like, did he kill her?
Don't know. He said when he was questioned later, he said, oh, no, she died at the airport. So nobody really knows yet.
Oh, my God.
But no, she died like a couple hours before the flight is what he was trying to say.
Uh-huh.
But who has any idea?
Sketchy. And it's like, okay, so your wife dies. You don't want to call anybody at the airport when she passes or even try to revive her.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All of those things, yes.
I heard of one that happened, I think it was a month ago, and it was a family that had their grandmother in a wheelchair, but they were already on the plane.
Right.
They were already on the airplane with her.
Uh-huh.
And so by the time they realized what was going on, you know,
who
like
the airline,
by the time they realized, they couldn't do anything about it because I guess however the procedures work.
Nana was dead
on the flight.
Wow.
Already. And I don't know if this is just a way that maybe it's cheaper to transport a body that way. I don't know.
I mean, I think they have ways that they treat bodies and it's like a different flight and they
right.
take
and it's
care
probably
of them.
Really expensive. It's probably more probably. Expensive than just a travel ticket.
I don't know.
So
yeah,
yeah they took.
So it was a family with their kids?
It was a family with their kids and their and the older parent. I don't know like all of the details, but I saw that like a month ago. I'm just like, what are people doing?
It is a block party weekend. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. You didn't see any of the Rams game last night?
All I saw was the TV and it looked like it was snowing crazy, and that's about all I saw.
It was like 2 degrees.
Yeah.
It just looks so miserable. I can't imagine how they did it. And it was a close game. Chicago came back at the very last play, I think kind of luckily, but they made it happen. Goes into overtime. The Rams make an interception.
From the 48, deep drop, Williams. Got time. Shot downfield in trouble. Is intercepted by Cam Curl. Curl goes over, makes the play.
I don't know how you catch football in that weather.
No.
I can't imagine.
You can't feel your fingers.
They didn't seem to have a difficult time of it. But
yeah.
So the Rams got into field goal range.
Uh-huh.
And they brought out their kicker, Harrison Mevis. And this guy is known as, his nickname is the thicker kicker, because he looks like a lineman.
I did see him
number
in a video.
Number 92, uh-huh. Looks like a lineman, lines up for the kick.
It's never been a thicker pressure moment to send the Rams to the championship game. Mevis from 42, online, and it's good! And the Los Angeles Rams go to the championship game! With an overtime win in Chicago. Stafford hit a couple of big ones to get him downfield. And Harrison Mevis, not on the Rams when the season started, ends their year of special teams woes. And Sean McVay brings his team in the cold and the snow and sends them to the championship game.
And then after they did an interview with him, and you know how we have to get out of delay when people
yes.
curse?
Uh-huh.
So he starts the interview saying S.
Okay, okay.
And I don't understand this fully, even how they did it, but this was NBC. And I watched it in real time and I thought, that guy's talking, is that gibberish? Is that, and I think it's backwards.
Oh.
For 5-6 seconds?
What?
Listen, this okay. was actually the interview on the football game.
Pre-game, and you said, I'm used to these elements. This is yeah. backyard football. What was it like in that moment?
What?
How did they do that?
I think we have a button yeah. to dump. Ours just cuts.
Right.
But I think maybe they have one to reverse it.
Oh my gosh.
But I was watching it and I was like, am I having a stroke?
Oh my God.
What's
so
happening
funny.
Right now? So they do all of that so that he doesn't get the S word on.
Right.
And then they missed it. I beeped it.
That's why we do it, man.
Oh,
that's why we do it.
My God. I like that remix, though. Really like that remix.
That is fascinating, but congratulations, Rams fans. It is a block party weekend on K-Rock.
And if you want Joe Exotic to be your Valentine, we're going to tell you how you can make that happen.
That's sad. That's really sad.
Joe Exotic, the Tiger King himself, may still be in prison, but he plans to spread the love this Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's such great news.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait
such
for this.
Great news.
I'm single, Joe.
Details on the way on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. You just brought in a story that shocked me. I didn't even know the Tiger King was still alive.
He's still with us.
I mean, of course, it makes sense because it wasn't that. It came out in 2020?
2020, yes.
With the pandemic?
United all of us during the pandemic.
Oh,
uh-huh.
My God.
Yep.
Now he's in jail.
Yep.
And he wants to somehow be involved this Valentine's Day?
That is correct.
Let's hear yeah. it.
Joe Exotic, the Tiger King himself, may still be in prison, but he plans to spread the love this Valentine's Day.
For who?
For me, clearly.
No, but I mean, honestly, either it's going to be somebody doing it from themselves like you to be funny.
Right. Yes.
But
yes,
if
yes.
it's done from anyone to anyone.
Oh, but you know, it's going to get
crazy
weird.
People
it's going to get
there.
Weird. Oh, yeah.
He posted on Instagram he will be doing live Valentine's Day calls from prison in exchange for donations.
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Joe Exotic. Yeah, right. Click.
Hey, it's Joe Exotic. Oh, my God.
That is so wild. To raise money for what?
TMZ got an exclusive statement from Joe. He says he is trying to raise the $200K I need to pay Trump's lawyer. I hired Peter Ticton.
Oh.
Oh, to try to get out.
To get released.
Okay, okay.
That's how it works
right
now.
Okay.
So he thinks if he hires Trump's lawyer,
he'll get pardoned.
He'll get pardoned.
Okay.
I think that's what's going on here.
He also says, I don't like begging for money.
Right.
So this way they get something for their donations.
But do they? Like, what kind of conversation is that going to be? Hey, I just want to really wish you a happy Valentine's Day, and I hope you're doing something fun.
Maybe he's going to be able to tell people how he made his meth, you know?
That's possible. That is possible.
What better Valentine's Day gift could you ever get your loved one? A memory that only happens once. The best way to help me fund this fight.
Not sure I'm down with you funding this fight.
He says his phone minutes are limited behind bars.
That's hilarious. Joe, get out there. Come on. I'm next.
Oh, my God.
He's got to go every other time.
Try it out the phone.
Yes.
Got to reserve your spot. And he'll be making his calls from January 13th to February 30th for $25 for 5 minutes or $50 for 10 minutes.
What are you going to talk to Joe Exotic about for 10 minutes?
Oh, my God. Can we please have him call in? Please. No. Can I make a donation?
Absolutely not. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday on a block party weekend.
So tomorrow morning, Klein Alley Show, we're going to be calling whoever is going to go see Youngblood in Dublin. And then we're going to find out destination number two.
All tomorrow morning on the world famous K-Rock.